Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up with ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey, catch uppers, welcome to the podcast.
What a show we have in store for you today, guys.
Oh, that's a big call. You better follow through.
I always follow through. We solve one of life's mysteries, but also we have a huge, huge guest on, don't we?
Do we?
Think about it. The special surprise I did for you.
Oh, God, that. Okay, yeah, a huge, huge guest.
It was good.
It was hilarious. When you say huge guest, like I was thinking, oh, cool, Ellen's called through.
Or DeGeneres.
Like, yeah, or like, I don't know, Madonna. And this person not quite up there.
You know what? Madonna and Ellen could not deliver the style of content that this person did for us on this show.
Who's Ellen?
Ellen. It's my favorite talk show host. You get a car. Is that Ellen?
No, that's Oprah.
Oprah's.
Nah, heaps of fun in today's show, guys. We also talk about farts because we're very mature.
I love farms.
But the calls we get surrounding farts are actually quite funny. So have a listen to those. All right, we're out of here. We need food. Enjoy the catch up.
We need food.
Okay.
All right, we're out of here. We need food, sleep, and to go and listen to
quick
some
little massage.
Oprah.
Yeah, actually, Ellen's just about to start. We're going to go watch her. Bye.
This is... Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Something else that will change your life, Ellie, is getting a shout out from your favourite celebrity. And I've found out a way you can. We have spoken about this on the show before. There's a service out there in Goulburn Valley. You can get this as well, called Cameo. It allows you to pay for any celebrity you want to give you a shout out. The bigger the celebrity, the more they obviously cost.
Yeah.
The best thing is there's an article that's come out yesterday that says Aussie D-list celebs, they're starting to cash in now. And by D-list, I'm talking about reality stars. And they're going to make you cringe so, so much. Now, I'm going to ask you, if I had a credit card here, right, with unlimited money on it, and I could get any celebrity in the world to give you a shout out, Ellie, who would you pay for?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love her so much.
What do you love about her?
She's funny. She's clever. She's famous.
I reckon you've got a bit of a shot there as well. Mentioned that on the show before. No, you got celebrities like Snoop Dogg who cost $500.
Oh, yeah.
For someone like Snoop, not too bad.
Not bad.
Especially if you've got a bit of coin and want to give a birthday present or something. But these Aussie reality stars, you can buy them for as low as $5.
Stop it.
Now,
stop it.
Yesterday, I pulled out my credit card, and obviously it's not unlimited because we are very open with our salaries on this show.
Very low.
And I checked my bank account balance, and I could afford $11. This celebrity is huge. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you remember Troy from Married at First Sight?
Stop it.
The giggling one that brushes his teeth really weird?
Please tell me you didn't give him money.
For $11, he asked me what I wanted him to shout out. Troy just wants to say hello. Have a listen.
Josiah, what's up, buddy? You're like an absolute legend. Also, shout out to Ellie. Ellie, what's up? You two make a pretty good couple, I'm guessing. What's going on there, huh? Ellie, you brush your teeth like me. That's sad for you. No, it's good. We brush hard. Just going once a day hard at it. Scrub, scrub. Hey, congrats on going makeup free in May. For a full month, not many girls could actually pull that off. You must be naturally beautiful if you can pull that off. I know a lot of my recent exes couldn't even go 5 minutes without putting massive amounts of makeup on. Rights of my life, some of my exes without makeup. Hope you guys are warm, snuggled up. Great that there are two of you. Only one of me here, unfortunately. So, sad. Guys, yeah, all the best to you. Great talking today, Josiah and Ellie. Sound like two absolute legends. Good stuff. All the best to you too. I'll hopefully see you around sometime. Take care.
You can't tell me that is the best $11 I've ever spent in my entire life.
He needs to do a radio show because I would listen to that. Like, you and I turn on these mics and talk for that long. That felt like eternity.
The video goes for three and a half minutes. I just condensed that down to 1 minute. I'm going to put the full video on Facebook and Instagram a little bit later on. Goulburn Valley, make sure you're checking our socials. Hit GV and Hit GV on Facebook and Instagram as well, because you will lose it when you watch this video.
Oh, that is money well spent, my friend.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, yesterday, speaking of big stars, we had a fart queen on the show.
That's not a lie.
That's what she calls herself. Her name's Dr. Catherine, and she joined us after an article was published about her and how she thinks that farting is something we should be talking about more and doing it and having the confidence to do it. And I was feeling very awkward throughout the whole conversation.
It's because you claim that you've never farted in your life, and I'm on the quest to try and get one out of you before the end of the week, or at least get you to admit that you do it.
Yeah, so this is how it went down yesterday with Dr. Catherine.
Can you say something to Ellie that gives her the confidence? Because I'd love by the end of this week for Ellie to have the confidence to let one rip right in front of me, Dr. Catherine.
I'm feeling very awkward now, Dr. Catherine.
Oh, my God. It would be a privilege to help you fart. That would be amazing.
So ever since then, you and Benny the Boss have both been on my back. You guys are like, how good would it be if we can get you to fart on the radio? And I said, firstly, girls don't fart, so it's not going to happen. Secondly, nobody wants to hear that.
I reckon there's a lot of people that do. Don't get me wrong. There's a small population out there that are turning their radios down right now going, yuck, that is disgusting.
Yes.
But the majority of us would see that as unbelievable, amazing radio.
Well, your argument yesterday, yours and Benny the Boss's, was farts are funny. And I said, no, farts are not funny. Farts are gross. They're stinky. They're impolite. They're almost vulgar. And yet you guys like, that's good gear.
See, you're laughing now.
I'm not laughing.
It's funny. I don't care how old you are. I'm 29 years old. You know what? I can fart at home or in front of mum, and mum, I'll see her chuckle. My mum's what, 50 years old? It never, ever is not funny, no matter your age.
Look, am I laughing?
Oh, that was a good one.
They're not funny. They're rude.
They're very, very immature, but my goodness, are they fantastic.
Josiah, how old are you?
29, to be
okay,
honest.
Okay, exactly. Like, you got to get over that. Maybe farts are funny till you're like 12 and then you get over it.
No, I'm going to be one of those dads that farts in front of the kids just to make them laugh. And I see nothing wrong with that at all.
The key word there is the kids. The kids. All right. 13, 12, 16. Clear this up for us, Goulburn Valley. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. If we get enough no's, we'll stop talking about it right now.
Okay.
But back us up, because if you guys come through overwhelmingly saying, yes, they are funny, tomorrow's a Friday.
No, I would love for you. I'm not farting on the radio.
I would love either that or for you to at least admit that you have fun.
It's not going to happen. No one's going to call 13, 12, 16 if you want to.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Go to Andrew from Nathalia. Morning, Andrew. Do you think farts are funny?
Any woman who says they don't fart is a liar.
I agree with you, mate. Have you had this experience yourself?
Oh, mate, my missus farts like a trooper. She's worse than me. Josiah, maybe you need to get Gav on the phone to get the truth.
Well, I did speak to this about this last night, and he said, if you fart on the radio, I'm breaking up with you.
I don't believe that for a second.
Hang on,
because I'm with Josiah. 9 times out of 10, a fart can be funny.
Agreed. There's a time and place when one of your mates obviously makes you want to throw up in the car or something, but the majority of the times it's a lol, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's even when you're sitting there and you got your mates next to you. You lift your leg to fart when a hot girl walks past, and your mate lifts the opposite leg, doesn't know who it is.
I haven't tried that one, but I love it.
Oh, I did it sitting outside a TAFE when I was about 18.
They love it. How'd you go? Did you pick up?
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah, no, fair call. So if you're sitting there...
But any woman who says they don't fart, nah, don't believe it.
If you're sitting there right now, would this make you laugh?
Well... yeah, a little bit. But I'm at work at the moment. I'm sitting in a tractor feeding out hay. So
yeah,
there you go.
Fair enough. All right.
Listen to you every morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Let's move on to Roy. Roy, what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
Yeah, and I'm just driving through Shepparton at the moment.
Yeah,
with a good friend of mine, and we're listening to the fart show.
Yeah, the fart show. Is that what we're known as now?
Well, what's going on is we're actually having a debate ourselves because we think it's absolutely hilarious.
Do you reckon, Roy, this is a boys versus girls debate, or do you reckon it's just, it is what it is?
It's debatable. I think it is what it is. But at the same token, women need to express their feelings more.
Okay.
Because, they say that men don't express their feelings. Well, farting to a man is expressing our feelings.
Yeah, it's a real heart-to-heart. When you have a fart with a mate, it's like you may as well have a beer in your hand and be cheesing at the same time. Isn't that right, Roy?
Exactly. It's a high-five moment.
It is. Hey, Roy, can I ask if Ellie admitted to farting on the radio or if she decided to put on you, what a woman.
I will idolise her. I will absolutely idolise her.
Oh my god, how has my life come to this?
Sorry?
Oh, I don't know how my life has come to this, Roy.
You can have all the degrees in the world. The only thing you can't have is a good old laugh with your mate. Farting is the way to do it.
Good to know. I'll take that on board. Oh, God, I've learned a valuable lesson.
No worries. You have a great day.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, we do solve some of life's biggest mysteries. A couple of weeks ago, we did why is the letter W when there's two Vs in it? Very fascinating stuff. Solve that.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, can a turtle function without its shell? Solve that one as well. Fun fact, it can't. It's part of its spine.
So many fun facts.
Today's will change your life. And it's something that happens to all of us every day almost, but you don't really think about. Why do we turn our radio down or off when we're looking for a car spot?
It's a good question. I do that all the time.
Or even when you're like reverse parking into a spot, or if you're lost.
Yeah.
Why should turning down music? It solves nothing. You're listening to a good song. It's not going to help you out.
Even if I get home and I'm sitting in my car, like on my phone replying to a message or something, I'll turn the radio off. I mean, never turn this show off, obviously.
If all of a sudden 1,000 people around the Golden Valley are parking their cars all at once. What is this
rubbish?
Why'd
we have a drop in listeners? Oh, everyone just needed to park, hey.
You know what? If we drop in the next ratings period,
yeah.
Our excuse to our bosses is, on the day everyone was rating us,
yep.
They're all just parking their cars.
So why do people turn their radio down?
There's an actual scientific fact, and this is fascinating, and this is why this is such a great segment.
Is it just to concentrate better?
Literally.
Okay, cool.
So no, they say it's all about concentration. So human beings, which is you and I, obviously, we can only finite an amount of mental resource to dedicate to certain tasks, right? So if you're listening to music, your brain's trying to process the music it's listening to. Parking in a tricky spot, or if you're looking for a spot you have to concentrate, it's a demanding task for your brain, right? And mentally blocking out the music proves difficult to a lot of us. So the best solution your brain thinks to do is just to automatically turn it off. Subconsciously, you do that.
So right now, in order for people to be listening to us, should I pull this right down and just have that?
Or
is that distracting for people?
If they're looking for a park right now, we should just stop talking.
Okay.
Well done. Whoever that was, you nailed that reverse. Yeah, when you get lost times like that, that's why you do it. Fascinating stuff for a Thursday. Once again, Ellie, mystery solved.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to tell you a story. Yesterday, our Prime Minister, ScoMo, met with the Queen of England.
He did. Great footage coming out of him and his wife standing there while she sits on the royal throne.
They had a good long... Well, she wasn't actually sitting on the throne. She was standing, but that's cool, whatever.
What sort of throne are you talking about?
Stop making the throne gags. Game of Thrones is over.
No, it's a toilet. That's what I was talking about.
I know. Anyway, so ScoMo and his wife Jenny had a meeting with the Queen. Oh, just like a little small talk.
Is it Jenny Mo? JoMo?
JoMo. G-Mo.
JoMo.
Anyway, they've obviously had a great conversation. And in fact, their conversation has been transcribed in this article that I found, and it's written like a novel. She asks if they just arrived in the country. He says, "We have, from the Solomon Islands." His response took the Queen by surprise, who seemed to have thought they'd travelled from Australia. "Oh, really?" she said, eyes widening. Trying to explain what he meant, Mr. Morrison added, "On the way." The Queen appeared to be even more confused. "Oh," the monarch said, before smiling, letting out a single chuckle of amusement. It goes on like that.
I love it when you read stories to me.
Well, obviously the dance wasn't great, but regardless of that, it appears that the Queen was really enjoying herself, and there's a reason that she was enjoying herself,
how do you
or that
know?
We know that she's enjoying herself, because it's been leaked, this information, that the Queen has a secret little language with her women
slaves.
In waiting. Yeah, okay, we'll call them her slaves.
Servants.
Pretty much, yeah. So basically, she's got a symbol to let her slaves know when she wants to get out of a conversation, and that is the placement of her handbag.
Come on, Ellie.
Don't come on, Ellie.
You're full of crap.
No, I'm dead serious. So basically, if she places her bag on the table or the floor, then she's not enjoying herself and she wants the slave to come and cut the meeting short.
And what? So the slave comes up and goes, "Hey, Queen, we need you to come cook some veggies in the kitchen with us."
Pretty much.
And they take her away from the convo, say, "Thanks, ScoMo and Jenny, for coming."
Yep, pretty much. So the table, you get 5 minutes. The floor, you get nothing. It's like, this is ending immediately. But if you place the bag on the chair, then it means she's happy to keep chatting away. And guess where the bag was when she was chatting to ScoMo and GMO?
Have no idea. On the chair?
On the chair!
You're kidding me. So hang on. That's a win for Australia, I'd say, if she's enjoying talking to our Prime Minister.
Yeah.
I wonder where it was when she was speaking to Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. Same. There were just no chairs nearby, I'm sure. But I want to talk about this morning because a lot of people have this, whether it's in their relationships or with their friends, about secret signs. This is often common in workplaces, you know, like if a hot customer walks in, you say like, "Oh, I got a hot cheeseburger coming up." And that means hot dude.
One of my best mates, Daniel, he invented the thumb point. So if there's a hot girl that walks past, you use your thumb in your first finger and you go, "Hey, boys, have a look over there." And it's not where your finger's pointing, because then everyone thinks you're pointing towards something else.
Mm.
It's actually the direction of your thumb. And whatever your thumb's pointing to is the direction of the hot girl.
Clever.
Try that one today, because it looks like you're pointing at a complete opposite direction. Very clever. It's worked for us many a time.
What was his name?
Daniel.
Daniel. Shout out to you this morning, Daniel. You're a genius. All right. 13, 12, 16. We are asking for your secret signs this morning. Do you have one with your partner? Do you have one with your friends? Do you have one like the Queen? Is it all in regards to the placement of your bag? We want to hear your stories.
It's like with you and I when we are at out and about in the streets and one of you guys comes up to say hi, like a listener of the show, and talks to us.
Oh, God.
Ellie always coughs twice. It means she wants to get out of the conversation. Why would you want to get out of a conversation with someone in the Goulburn Valley? It makes no sense to me, Ellie.
I have never wanted to get away from a conversation with anyone. I wish I could talk for longer, okay?
You and me both, Ellie.
We are asking for your secret signs that you've got with someone this morning. 13, 12, 16 is our number if you want to get involved. Let's go to Ben from Maroopna. Ben, do you have a secret sign?
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we aren't the most social people. We get a bit tired. We've got a code for when we want to just get the hell out of a social situation. It's like we want to leave, you know, dinner or something.
Yeah.
We refer to our friend named Charlie, but we don't actually have a friend named Charlie.
Oh, good. I like that. That's like what we used to do in school. You make up names about the guy you like, but you call him like Bob when his name's really James. I love it then.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
What's wrong over there, buddy? You okay?
Yeah, no, I think I'm just coming down with something, Ellie.
Oh, actually, now you mention it, and so am I.
Yeah, well, it is National Sickie Day, so it makes a lot of sense. Now, they have come out and said that today, what's the date? The 6th of June, Thursday the 6th of June, is the biggest day of the year that every Australian will chuck a sickie.
Is it always on the 6th of June, or is it always like the first Thursday in June?
I think it's got to do with the weather at the moment, how cold it is, how many people are catching the flu, as well as this time of year combined. So
it's just gotten cold, it's dark, it's gross, no one wants to get out of bed.
Doctor surgeries are full, all that sort of stuff. So you and I, we're holding up pretty strong at the moment, but...
definitely not me. I'm not strong at all today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really down in the dumps.
How bad is it if we both took the rest of the show off?
Probably pretty bad, but I'm keen to do it.
To be honest, everyone listening is like, please do it. We want to listen to music.
Remember you sneezed on the radio yesterday and I was like, here we go. He's laying the groundwork for a sick day.
Fake sneeze. Learned the art as a child.
Yeah, you got to lay the groundwork. All right. Well, we thought... knowing that this day was coming up, it's a big day. We've got to celebrate appropriately by taking the day off work. We thought yesterday we'd try our luck with our boss, Benny.
Yeah, I kick it off here. You come in at the end. Listen to how he reacts.
Hello, Ben speaking.
Benny, Josiah.
Hey, brother. Sorry, I'm just out at the moment.
So, have you got 2 seconds?
Yeah. You're good?
Yeah, quickly. Sorry, mate. All morning, I've just come down with this massive cold. I've been sniffling. I sneezed a few times on air as well. I'm going to go to the doctor later today, but I think I'm just going to have to take the show off. The show off, yeah. If that's, I just thought I'd run it by you because I'm feeling so bad.
No, that's all right, mate. We'll speak to Chaney and just make sure she's geared up tomorrow.
I did. Mate, she's here now because you're going to hate this, but she isn't well either.
Can I speak to him?
He's here. I've got him on now.
Are you guys having... Is this a stitch-up?
No, seriously, mate. We've both come down with it so bad, Ellie.
Benny, I've got a few feminine problems at the moment, so I don't think I'm going to be able to do the show tomorrow either.
You guys having a laugh?
No, mate. I've been sneezing all morning, and, mate, just before in that song, I had a bit of gastro, so don't go in the bathroom either.
My ovaries are so sore. Like, they're just killing this morning. Yeah.
There's a lot going on here. I reckon you'll be totally fine, both of you, to do the show at 6 tomorrow.
No, mate, it's actually the number one sickie day in Australia, so we're taking it off as well, baby.
You're filling in, Benny.
There's a lot I'm filling in. I'm getting Melbourne, you peanut.
It's all right. You can broadcast from there, surely.
Hey, your problem, no. Not ours. See you, Benny.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to update you on something, Josiah, that you and I have spoken about. I don't think we've spoken about it on air, but we've spoken about it off air in the last couple of weeks. And I want to bring it to everyone's attention because it's just outrageous.
Did you get the results back?
No, a couple of weeks ago, often on this show, we'll make memes, right? So I'll go home on my computer and I don't have the proper meme generating program. So I just use the program that I use to make videos, right? And you've got to do what's called exporting when you do a meme or a video.
So basically it means save it, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It puts all the files together and then it exports it into one little package and then you've got an MP4 or a JPEG or whatever you need. And so I use my video editing software to make a picture effectively in simple terms. Anyway, the other day I was making one for our show about, you know, what's your band name or something. It was a few weeks ago. And I hit export on it. But somehow I exported it multiple times. And I came in the next day, I said, you wouldn't believe it. I've exported that thing 70,000 times. And you were like, good one, good gear. And it was true. I showed you and you're like, well, that's a lot.
Well, it's been hours and hours and it was still going.
Yeah, it was deleting. So about 2 weeks have gone by, right? And I've been deleting stuff every day. And I just assumed that about 100,000 was how much because that's how many I deleted. No, I'm keeping on deleting it. It turns out I exported that thing 10 million times.
No way.
10 million.
I don't understand
how. It's been 2 weeks. I'm still deleting like hundreds of thousands a day.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Call an Apple technician because it's a MacBook Pro and ask them what's up because you can't have exported something 10 million times. It just doesn't happen like that.
But you can see it's been exporting for like over a day. So like 1:01 a.m., 1:02 a.m., there's like five more that have come.
It can't be good for your computer.
My computer's screwed.
Ellie, I don't understand why this stuff only happens to you. It doesn't happen to anyone else.
I know, but that's why I haven't been able to do any videos lately because my computer's so slow because I've got 10 million things saying, what do you want your band name to be? Like,
you know what your computer is? It's a replica of your brain.
I ain't working 10 million times harder than I needed to.
A clutter of 10 million mess. That's what it is.
It's unbelievable. So sorry, Golden Valley, if our video content hasn't been up to scratch this week. Yeah. That is why.
Well, actually, I've got a video of my own to be putting up just after 8 o'clock this morning. I have a huge surprise for you.
Oh, God.
You're
right.
Actually going to cry when you see this.
More than I've been crying over my 10 million band images.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Happy National Sickie Day to everyone in the Goulburn Valley listening. They reckon today is the number one sickie day of the year.
Yeah, so June 6th, it makes sense. It's the start of flu season. It's getting cold. It's getting gross outside. Who wants to go to work?
Yeah, the cold is going around like no tomorrow. So they have said, because like you just said, the hours are shorter, that it is happening today. We, earlier in the show, if you missed it, we called our boss Benny, told him we're taking the show off. He was not happy.
He laughed in our face and called us peanuts.
He did. If you are thinking of chucking a sickie today, though, I've got five reasons I've just found on how to do it properly. So this is what to do if you nail it. First of all, make the call. So call your boss.
Yep.
Do it properly.
Don't
Otherwise,
text.
They know you. It shows that you're legit. Number two, know your illness. So whatever you're making up today, guys, make sure you know it and go with it. All right, for me, gastro. So I'm calling Boss Benny, gastro.
Yeah.
Number three, stay off social media. Whatever you do, no Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, nothing.
Good one.
Number four, look a bit crappy the next day. So if we're going to work next day, don't come up looking good. Don't wash your hair.
Do
don't
my
have
brother's trick. Do you know what my brother used to do to get out of school? He'd put talcum powder on his face to make himself look more pale.
Great idea. Mm. So your brother has read this article. Yeah. That's how you nail a sickie, guys.
I want to get you to call this morning, Goulburn Valley, because we're obviously experts. I mean, I've called in sick fakely once in my life.
Have you really? What for?
Yeah, it was a job at Nike because I had an assignment due that I hadn't finished and I was not going to finish it.
Why don't you just tell them that, though?
No, because I felt bad, so I said I had a migraine.
Don't lie. It's easy just to tell the truth. Unless you actually want to have a sickie, then lie.
That's the only time I've ever lied.
Well, I took 2 weeks off this show because I faked shingles.
Yeah, no, that's true. You knew that illness well. I was like, because I'd Googled it and I was like, Josiah, are you having this reaction? And you're like, yeah, it started 2 days ago. Sometimes some doctors say that.
I wish I read this article, Know Your Illness.
Yeah.
I just said I had shingles. I had no idea anything about it. Aren't you meant to have a rash?
Yeah. I was like, where's the rash, Jay? You're like, I don't have a rash. What's a rash? Anyway, we want you to call us this morning, 13 12 16 Goulburn Valley. We are going to give you a sickie excuse if you need one.
Yeah, if you're waking up this morning, don't go to work. Stay in bed. Mm. If you're driving on your way to work now, turn around. We want to help you guys. Call 13 12 16.
Mm.
We're going to help you out.
An example could be like, we'll be like, okay, just call your boss and play this. And I'm so sick of love. Get Neo to help you out. Okay? Easy as that. 13, 12, 16, all you got to do is call and tell us your profession and we will tailor a sickie excuse just for you that's not going to fail. Sarah's hit us up and said she's on her way to a job in retail and she needs a sickie excuse. She hit us up on the Hit GV Instagram.
What can we go for?
Well, I reckon in retail, like, you have to be upbeat and friendly and stuff. So what if you say you're suffering from, like the trauma of a spider? Like a massive spider got caught in a room and she's an arachnophobe and she can't leave the house because the spider could get her.
I mean, we didn't say we were a good sickie service, so let's roll with that one, yeah?
What excuse can we help you out with today?
Well, I'm trying to get a day off school, so I'll just see what I can do.
All right, okay. Are you on your way to school now?
No, I'm on the way to the bus stop. So.
Okay, all right.
Benny, do you have any animals at all?
Yeah, I got two dogs.
Okay, what sort of dogs do you have?
I got a lab and a cavy.
Okay, very cute. I'm trying to think of something we can work in with the animal school. Dog ate my homework. What else could we go for?
What about, how's this sound, Ben? One of the dogs came. The dogs were fighting with each other. Let's say that. One of the dogs came and vomited and it got you a little bit and it splashed up and some of the dog vomit landed in your mouth. And now you've got to go to the doctor to get tested to see if you're going to get sick.
That sounds perfect.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, he likes it. It's good.
It's so creative. The teachers would never question it.
Or what about Benny, Boss Benny, our boss Benny. Oh, sorry, Ben to Boss
many
Benny.
Bens.
Too many Bens. Ben, our boss Benny's dog has conjunctivitis at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you say you caught conjunctivitis off the dog? Maybe check if you can catch it first off animals, but go for that one as well.
I'll ring the principal right up now and I'll tell him.
Ben, legend.
I'm really glad to have helped you this morning. Is there any particular tests or anything you'd be missing today at school?
Yeah, I've got a math test today, so it'd be handy if I got the day off.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me tell you something, Ben. I'm on the radio right now. 1+1 is all you need in life.
Inspiring the youth of today. Thanks for your call, buddy. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Shout out to I Watch Greater Shepparton Police Service area, their Facebook page. They alerted us to something very, very funny yesterday.
Yeah. Now, you and I weren't in this region in 2014, so we missed this story when it happened.
I do remember it, though, because I was watching the project I remember it was on.
Well, that's the thing. It didn't just make news here. It made news around the world. The BBC hit them up, the project, everywhere. And that was about a 20-year-old man from Maroopna. And if you're a local, you'll probably remember this story. And shout out to him if he's listening this morning. He'd now be about 25 years old. just gone on living his life, having this happen to him.
At 5 p.m. on Saturday, police along with other emergency services were called to a Helmer Street address in Maroubna regarding a man that was stuck in a top-loading washing machine.
Is there any indication of why he was in there?
It's believed that he was playing a game of hide-and-seek. At the time, he wasn't wearing any clothes. It took about 20 minutes for external agencies to be able to free the 20-year-old male using olive oil to be able to loosen him up enough that he was able to be free. I don't know personally how he would be feeling. I can't really comment on how he would be feeling at this point in time. The warning would be to not get into washing machines as a full-grown man.
There's a very serious warning given by police at the end there. No, that is a definite warning. Don't do that as a full-grown man. Maybe as a kid, go for it.
13, 12, 16 is our number. If you're that guy, what's his name? You got the first name. We didn't have the surname. Or if you know him or if you're a friend of his, we'd love just to have a chat to see how they've been celebrating the moment from 4.5 years ago. Because I reckon that should honestly go down as a public holiday in our region.
Exactly. Well, today is the five and a half year. My maths isn't good. January 2014.
Yeah, five and a half years
since this happened. Maybe we want to know what he's up to these days.
Maybe we should have a party on the show.
I think we definitely should have a party on the show. Anyway, we just wanted to bring that up just to, you know, make your morning a bit brighter.
Oh, thank you for sharing that because I'd forgotten about that video. And when I watched it yesterday, I was just like, yes, thank you
yes.
very much.
Yes, happy half birthday and thanks, iWatch Shepherdham.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. This is sports. This is sports. It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
State of Origin Round 1 happened last night. Queensland took it out 18-14, am I correct?
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
I had soccer training last night, had to leave early to watch the game. Some of the boys, because we are in Victoria, just don't get it.
Yeah.
This is the one day of the year that everyone has parties around New South Wales and Queensland. Many people around Victoria do as well.
Mm.
I just felt like I was a bit isolated because you and I couldn't even get together because you refused. You were in bed before kickoff.
Well, it was on late. Who starts a game of sport at 8 o'clock?
Well,
Come on.
Channel 9 for the ratings.
Anyway, this morning you're obviously a big Blues fan. I say that I'm a Queensland fan. But I don't really know what I'm talking about when it comes to rugby, so I thought I'd get in someone who does to go up against you this morning because I'm often fighting my own battles in this room, so I need some support. So there's someone who's been sliding into your DMs lately, hitting you up on socials to debate NRL with you.
Yeah, because I'm obviously on my Instagram a very passionate rugby fan.
Yeah.
And I put it out there, this girl always loves an argument in the DMs.
Yep. Her name's Anna from Shep. She's a massive Queensland super fan. She joins us now. Morning, Anna.
Hello.
I love it when you slide into my DMs just to have a go at me, Anna.
It was prime time last night.
Well, let's talk about last night. Obviously, you're a little bit happier than I am this morning. Can you at least admit that we won the first half fair and square?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you've taken 10 years and you've made about 100 team changes, so I'd like to think that the squad that you've been working on for nearly a decade had some success.
Oh, God, I feel like I need you on this show all the time, Anna,
In the obviously, Queensland won 18-14, like I just mentioned. That second half, you guys came out of the blocks. We had a player unfairly sent off, Anna.
No way.
That's all
you've
got?
You know, in the description that of what a penalty try should be doesn't necessarily mean that there's a guarantee that there's going to be a try. It just means that in the referee's view, there was a possibility of a try. So really, it should have been a penalty try, not just a sin bin.
Oh, whatever. Keep talking.
Yeah,
anyway,
Josiah.
Anna.
Also, do you know anything about a downward motion, Josiah? Oh,
yeah, your players obviously don't because they didn't ground the ball with that try.
Hey, at least our players showed up. Where was Cody Walker?
No, you know what? I can't argue with that one. Our halves were terrible last night. So was Latrell Mitchell. Can I say to you, Anna, you guys should be scared because at least we know if we can play like we did the first half, the game's 2 and 3, I'd be confident we can win 40-0 plus.
Yeah, but you're probably going to have to buy some centres.
This sounds like you guys are speaking a foreign language to me, do you realise? I'm like, what's a centre? Who's Cody? Like, what colour's maroon? Nah, I know what colour maroon is.
Anna, you're lucky because Ellie's at least on your side as she's a Queensland fan as well.
Queenslander!
Yes.
One night in an Airlie Beach pub watching Origin has made me a Queenslander for life, my friend.
You've got the winning culture in your blood, Ellie.
Do you think that Queensland will go 3-0 this series?
I reckon the Blues might get up next round. We've still got a little bit to go because our team is pretty brand new. like Greg Inglis was supposed to play. Cam Smith might come back, but I don't think he's really needed.
Okay.
Big call, because you don't have a hooker, and he is obviously your star hooker of the last 15 years. You know him.
He plays for my boys, the Melbourne Storm.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, look at me go. NRL for life.
Anna, good luck for game two. You're going to need it, because I'm very confident we're going to get the job done in Perth. So I pick up my heavy heart, and I'm excited for the next game.
I'll slide into the DMs accordingly.
Yeah, bring it on. We'll have another fight after game two.
Thanks, Anna.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.